Okay, friends. So today we are reading a very beautiful looking story. Wow, indeed. This one is called Dance, Dolphin, Dance. It was by Patricia McCarthy, and it was recommended to us by some of our friends who are our patrons. And we just love it when people recommend good stories to us. In fact, we actually had several people recommend this one. We love ocean stories. And so we are happy to read these stories. And friends, heads up, we have launched our affiliate Amazon lists. And there's a link to them on my profile on Instagram. So if you're listening to one of our stories, or you have listened to one of our stories and thought, oh, man, we should get this book. I wonder where she found it. Ta-da! You can find it on our Amazon list. So every time I read a story, I add it to the list. And I've actually backdated a little bit as well. So you should be able to find things. And then that way, if you're listening to something and you love it, you can go boom right in there and find the link. So without any further ado, there's three things I mentioned. Yes, my Patreon. And if you want to support us, that's how you do it. Patreon.com/storytimewithbilbandmommy. The Instagram, where I post some of the pictures from the stories that we read about. And our Amazon page. So if you are interested in getting any of these books, that's where you would go to get them. So, my friends, Dance, Dolphin, Dance.
Wait, before you start names.
Yep, it's read today by Mommy and
Ash Ketchum.
Ash Ketchum? The Pokemon? The famous Pokemon trainer?
Yes.
How did I get you here in the audience today? I don't know. I'm so happy you're here, though. And these creatures we're going to read about are not Pokemon. They are real. But they're all in a very magical place in the ocean. So,
I love fishies.
I love fishies, too. So let's read about it. First, on the very first page, before we get into the story, it says, it shows us a picture of under the sea.
What does that say?
Ah, well, it's all part of the same thing. It says the kelp forest. Kelp forests grow up from the seabed. They look rather like land forests, but kelp is actually a kind of seaweed whose stems can be as long as 45 meters, which is 150 feet. And now the kelp forest makes a home for a huge variety of sea creatures, including the bottlenose dolphin, who is the hero of our story. Dum-ba-da-da. So, let's read about this dolphin. Whoa. Out in the ocean, the sea is surging.
Wait, I want to ask you one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that guy's the bad guy.
I don't know that there are bad guys in this story. But I can tell you that there are a lot of things in the ocean that can be very dangerous, like a shark. But let's see what happens here. Okay, and deep down below, the kelp forest gently sways. A shoal of sardines swirls and shimmers. Playful dolphin dances with them. Now, may I ask you a question? In the picture, we can see what a shoal of sardines is. But if we do not have the pictures in front of us, we won't know, will we? Can you describe to our friends who are listening what a shoal of sardines is? First of all, what is a sardine?
Tiny little fishy.
Mm-hmm. They're tiny little fishies, and some people like to put them on their pizzas because they taste salty.
Yuck!
That's kind of what I feel, too. Some people really like them.
Me, too. I love salt.
You do love salt. Yep. And so, and a look, shoal...
They're going in, mm-hmm. like, they're making a...
swirly sort of cyclone.
Yeah, a cyclone.
Mm-hmm.
They're going...
Yeah. So what do you think a shoal is? I would say it's a group of sardines, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I would be right. And so would you. The sea softly rocks back and forth, back and forth, while towers of kelp ripple and tug, ripple and tug. And now sea lions join in dolphins' dance. Did you know the dolphins like to dance? They do. And apparently so do sea lions. Sea lions look pretty amazing, don't they?
Walruses?
They kind of look like that, or a seal or something, but nope, they're different. But they kind of sound the same.
Is this the noise they make?
That is exactly it. Mm-hmm. Now, the water is getting rough.
Is that a big giant pile of sardines?
Mm-hmm. Let's see what it says. And the giant kelp twirls and twists. Creatures are coming into the seaweed forest to shelter from the choppy sea outside. Some sparkly tuna join in the dolphin's dance, tossing and turning.
What happened to all the sardines?
Well, the sardines are still in the picture. So now we've got sardines and a dolphin and the sea lions. Mm-hmm. And now we have tuna. There's a lot of fish happening here. And of course, there's also the kelp. So don't forget the kelp.
And then I think there's going to be a turtle. And then everything. Blah, blah, blah.
Let's see what happens. Oh my goodness. The rough sea rumbles and tumbles, rolls and tumbles, rolls and tumbles, ripping and pulling at the kelp. A big blue whale glides past and blocks dolphin's dance. But dolphin loops up and over the blue whale's back. Straight into a great white shark. Whoosh! The shark attacks, but dolphin is faster. And with a puff of bubbles, he leaps away from those great white gnashing teeth. Chomp, chomp, says the shark. But dance, dolphin, dance, dance for your life. Get away from that shark before he chomps ya. Mm-hmm. The chase is on. Quick and nimble, dolphin loops and loops and whoops and dashes down to the deepest part of the kelp forest. Now I see something here.
Jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Is there something you can tell me about jellyfish?
They sting.
They sting. That's right. Anything else you can tell me about jellyfish? For example, is their name right?
Nope.
Nope?
They're not fish.
They're not fish.
Just one compliment. Jellyfish are fake fish.
Yeah, jellyfish are fake fish.
Because they don't have a backbone.
Because they don't have a backbone, therefore they are not vertebrates.
And are sharks fake fish?
Oh, no. Sharks have a backbone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. But he can't hide there, for a killer whale is lurking in the shadows. Now, dolphin is being hunted by a great white shark and a killer whale. So these are both predators to the dolphin. And you remember what a predator is?
Things that eat other things.
Yeah, things that hunt and eat smaller things, or things that they think they can take in one big chomp. Now, zigzag, zigzag, dolphin dances for his life in the deep, dark kelp forest. Dolphin struggles to the surface of the ocean. Splosh, splash, splosh, splash. But it is rough and wild, and huge waves crash and drag, crash and drag, bang! A powerful wave hits the great white shark and the killer whale. Boom, 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 boom. They roll and collide.
Look.
Then they turn on each other. Dolphin slips silently away and escapes. He made
it. Look, a couple of sardines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the picture we can see the sardines have made it back into the picture. Back at the kelp forest, Dolphin finds his friends, and they dip and dive, dip and dive, until the sea is calm again. Then, as the sun sets up, they swim to play with the seabirds. Flip, flash, flip, flash. Dolphin is safe at last. And together, all the dolphins dance for joy. And in this book, friends, there are so many different birds and fish and mammals.
Okay, what's that?
Well, let me just tell our friends that they'll have to look it up. But here are some of the mammals. The dolphin, believe it or not. And there's the whale. Mm-hmm. And there's a sea otter. Yup. Yup. And of course the sea lion. And then there's a lot of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah. Turtles. Yeah.
What's that fish?
That is a blue striped grunt.
What's that one?
A cannonball jellyfish. And then there's a brown pelican and a great blue heron.
Ooh.
And
swordfish.
Mm-hmm. That's a Indo-Pacific sailfish. Believe it or not.
No, it's swordfish.
He kind of looks like that, doesn't he? Well, friends, you got to check this book out because I'll tell you what, there's some really beautiful looking fish in here. And they're all detailed so you can see who's what.
That,
and they all
that
have
one
names.
Looks double-headed, so I'm going to call that the double-headed manta ray.
It is. It's a manta ray, but I think it just has one head. It's just really
look
wide.
That one.
It does kind of look like it, though. And that is the end.